Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah! Happy Monday to you. You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Attitude, La Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. And you, obviously, when you get involved on the text line, 713-572-4610, or on the live streams, whether it's on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, or on Twitch, 610 Houston. Somebody on the text line, definitely get involved. Because we were just talking about the pitching, and we mentioned the Hayden Wesneski IL stint, and the ways in which maybe, just maybe, right, there's trends that could suggest that this might be a longer stint. I don't know that, I definitely can't say that for certain, and I very much hope it's not. And then we got this from the 346, time for a JV trade. Hey, you stop that.
Oh, man.
You stop it.
You can set your
Let's
calendar.
Go for number three,
you
man.
Can stop it right now.
You can go for a third time.
Stop.
You can set your watch on it.
No. Cut it out. He has a 4.50 ERA right now, and he's getting barreled up a good amount. Stop that.
Would you want him?
Hell, why not, man?
All right.
Why not?
I need to stop. Colton Gordon, by the way, 2.55 ERA at Sugar Land. He seems to be profiling like he's going to be your Wednesday starter.
Now that texter got in my head a little bit.
No, stop. Well, just to avoid that, let's go ahead and go. Let's go to NRG here. All right, let's just go ahead and move very far away from Daikin Park in the physical geographical location of Houston. This weekend.
Yeah, this
as the of, end of last week.
Yes.
Into the weekend. I don't know why am I why am I like this? Friday and Saturday, rookie minicamp happened for the Texans and. Did you learn things? Did you learn things, Lopez?
In my mind, yes.
Okay.
I don't know how much. See, that's the thing. Like
they don't have enough a big enough class.
Rookie minicamp is important. We established that, but we don't get any hints. You know, any real hints.
Yeah, I feel like unless you have a rookie quarterback or something like that, everybody else is kind of like, okay, they look good out there.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
what does
about
that mean?
It. I know.
Okay, what does that mean?
What you mean?
Yeah.
What you mean, Graham Mertz out there?
Graham Mertz was out there.
What's your takeaway then?
Yeah. How'd he look?
He looked like Graham Mertz. That's what he looked like. All right. So there's obviously some things that we were, you know, that we got from it at the very least. The guys getting in and getting into the flow of learning the system, which obviously is the most important thing. I think for you, though, the big thing that was showed up was one of the things that D'Amico said paired with a move that the Texans make. And what is that thing that you say all the time? Don't listen to what they say.
Yeah, watch what they do, not what they say.
There you go. Nope. So here's D'Amico Ryans, the head coach of this team, talking about an offensive lineman that the fans have come to really enjoy. He was a seventh rounder last year, didn't play due to injury, but now picking up a little steam, Ladarius Henderson.
Very encouraged with Ladarius and just how he's went about the process just throughout the offseason, throughout the entire season, just seeing Ladarius show up every day, smile on his face, having that joy. Like he gets.
He does. He absolutely does.
Dang,
he was so excited. Just broke
look at
up.
This.
Oh, what? No, we're being sabotaged.
Oh, there you go. I don't know what happened. It just shut off.
Oh, they're here.
It was too hot to handle.
They're here.
No, I mean, you could hear generally the glowing nature, and if you could just circle that one back around. But you
room
could,
on the field.
Here we
just,
go.
We wanted to get him out here in the rookie minicamp because he didn't have this time last year. I just get on the field, so trying to get him just the extra time to get out, get some coaching sessions with Coach Popovich, and he's doing a great job so far. And I'm just excited to see, you know, how this journey continues to go for him, because it's definitely headed in the right direction, and he's done everything the right way, everything you could possibly do to put yourself in position to have a successful year. He's done that.
See, you touched on the reason this is very cool and possibly very important. Couple that, like, they say things. D'Amico Ryan's never going to just, like, throw a player under the bus. He's always going to be cordial, nice, you know, kind of, you know, he's working hard, blah, blah, blah. But then there's a difference between that and when they really kind of voice their pleasure of or their confidence.
Just
in
like
a
when
person.
A parent says that, you know, they don't have a favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, but then their actions, you know, sometimes they say it more meaningful with another one.
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's up, BG?
I don't. Anyway, so, but you can tell. And then couple that with what Nick Caserio said last week, and you're like, all right, they're really, really impressed with this guy, and they think he could be doing some things. And, oh, by the way, he's a second-year player, and you just heard him reference that.
In a way.
We wanted to see him. Well, technically, he's a second-year player. He really is. Just his full first season and on the field, so they're telling him, come on out, let's see what you can do. We can get some individual coaching because you can do it. So that's important. And then there was a move Friday right after the show, I believe.
Yeah, not too long after mm-hmm. we were off the air, mm-hmm. The Texans released Nick Broeker, who was a guard. He played in 9 games last year, 6 of those 6 snaps on offense, mm-hmm. but most of that special team. He was just kind of a depth mm-hmm. guard, but. I think that move kind of speaks to maybe the way that they view this offensive line room,
yeah.
where, I mean, a guy that they trusted to be on the field at the very least last year is now in a place where they look at the group of guys that they brought in and they feel comfortable with all these other guys
mm-hmm.
maybe being a level above what Nick Broeker brings for them. And I don't think that they hated Nick Broeker by any means.
No, they didn't. In fact, that's another little sort of read between the lines thing that can give you some confidence about not just Ladarius Henderson, but the offensive line. Keep in mind, when we were at training camp last year and Titus Howard went down early in camp for a couple plays, a couple of practices, Broeker was running with the first team for a while. Remember that, Figgy?
Yeah.
So he's gone from that to cut. If you want to really squint your eyes on this thing, you can kind of feel, all right, they're a little more confident in some of the other guys that are ahead of him because they had confidence in him enough to run him on the field a little bit, you know?
Yeah, and that's where I'm trying to find a level of comfort with that notion that mm-hmm. at least from their evaluation standpoint, assuming that that's ultimately the decision-making process yeah. of it, which I think is probably what we have to work off of right now, that's how they feel about this offensive line room, which, again, that is the big question mark of this offseason and headed into the season, is how effective will this offensive line be?
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea that they're looking at that it feels like they have raised the floor of
correct.
some level of all these guys is, I guess, somewhat encouraging. However, I still look up and I go, I need to see it to have a level of comfort, a level of belief that it's actually going to be raised to the level that they will now be able to compete in the way that we felt like they should have last year.
Absolutely. I want to see it too. And maybe Broeker wasn't really the fit for this system because they're changing the system as well in terms of some of the techniques they're going to use, some of the blocking schemes they're going to use. But at minimum, if you're going to say, all right, what does it mean, you know, in rookie minicamp, it's a positive. At least you didn't see any net negatives here. And then, of course, it was just nice to see, you know, the big three young rookie guys out there, you know, in Higgins, Knoll, and Marks, at least.
Wait, the big three rookie guys is yeah, Higgins, Knowles, and Marks?
And you're going to skip over the biggest guy on the
literally
field?
Literally the physically biggest guy on the field. Ain't no way you meant that for real.
I meant for offense. Yeah.
I don't know. Wait, Ursary play defense now?
No, I don't know where Ursary is going to fit in with the offensive line, but I
don't know. You just said the big three out there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like, okay, the two receivers.
And
Marks.
And Ursary?
Yeah.
Like Ursary's.
They were literally the first three picks as well.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
I know he's doing a show with John Harris, man.
this man.
Man.
This is why I said that. These three guys are going to have a real shot to get into the rotation. Mm-hmm. Ursary's going to compete, but we don't know if he's going to be, you know, in the starting rotation. We don't know if Ursary's going to be. We hope he is, but I think these three guys have a real shot.
Yeah, I mean, I think I see that there. Yeah. Those guys have an opportunity to impact. Yeah. Higgins obviously feels like he is the penciled in third wide receiver on your starting offense, where it feels like that one is the clearest path if you want to view it that way. Woody Marks feels like he has an opportunity to impact when it comes to being maybe running back two, three that space and having opportunities on the field. And then Jalen Knoll, whether it's as a wide receiver but also as a returner, he feels like he has – if not an inside track, like a nice opportunity to be involved in that way, getting on the field immediately. That's what he did Iowa State, right? Is being a return man early and then getting involved more in the offense as well. But this is Ariate Ursary, a man who John Lopez rather completely forgot existed. This is him talking about the possibility of playing guard.
I think the biggest thing, it was super hot, that it was way hotter than it was today. The biggest thing was just, they was going to see who was going to tap out, like who was going to quit, who was going to fake like they were injured or, you know, they were looking for any type of tendencies to tell you no. So I think I didn't do that at all. I just, whatever they asked me, they asked me to go over here. I was bouncing around. I'm on whatever they asked me to do. That's the type of guy I am, you know. I'm just here to be a vessel and just keep getting better each and every day. We're going to look up and see where the sun is at when that time comes.
That's deep stuff right there.
But yeah, I mean,
here to be a vessel.
He seems like he has that same energy that D'Amico Ryans wants, just generally, right? And you heard the first part of that was him talking about like the recruiting camp where PJ Fleck, the head coach at Minnesota, recruited or saw him, at least noticed him. And that is PJ Fleck has that very strong kind of, I remember the row the boat mentality was really big in the college football space. Like he has that same type of energy. When you talk about a coach building a cultural dynamic for his team as D'Amico Ryans does. And it seems like Nick Caley also has that energy focus. So it feels like Tay, at the very least, he won't lack in that regard. If he plays, it'll really just be about whether he's ready or not, because it seems like the mentality is 100%.
If he does start, then we're really onto something. You know, from the beginning of the season, then we're...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're really on to something.
Right, but that's one of the things that has been fun is, like, if anybody was talking about the Laramie Tunsil as we need to get the culture right, well, you got a dude who definitely feels like he is going to really feed into the culture largely of the team and hopefully make the offensive line match that as well. But just a couple of the things that came out of rookie minicamp. There's a lot of other stuff. We'll see if we circle back around to that as we keep going here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, which I feel like we've kind of split in a way. So let's see if we can make this shake, if we can balance both of these things at the same time. 713-572-4610. What good luck charm would you give to the Rockets going into the NBA draft lottery later today? And also, on the 6-year anniversary of Kawhi Leonard knocking down an incredible game-winning shot, What is the game ceiling play that sticks in your mind to this day? 713-572-4610. Let's see what we do with that next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.